You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
So we have our first legitimate upset in the NCAA with Duquesne beating BYU. Go Atlantic 10. Duquesne wins. And I'll tell you what, just look back on the history, man. Tom Izzo gets his team prepared to play in the NCAA tournament.
He always did.
He always did, man. Even when there wasn't that much thought about that team, they win the first and second games. They just do. We'll see what they do on Saturday. 1-800-919-3776. Big game tonight. In fact, let me give you game time. Because that's the way to do this. It's game time brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. We have a lot going on. Busy night tonight. The Knicks look to sweep their West Coast trip when they take on Denver, with coverage starting at 8:30 right here on 98.7 ESPN. The Rangers are in Boston to face the Bruins, with coverage starting at 6:30 and 10:50. The Islanders visit the Red Wings, which you can hear on the ESPN New York app, starting at 6:30. And the Devils host the Jets at 7, and the Nets face the Bucks in Milwaukee at 8. That's on Yes. Man. That's game time brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey because, hey, Dom, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Yeah. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly.
Yeah, that Red Wing Islander game is huge. Islanders 3 points back. Detroit's got the final playoff spot. Islanders do have a game in hand, but, Michael, they lose this game in regulation. You're 5 points out. You still have Washington in between you. Islanders caught a break with Washington losing to Toronto last night. So, you know, Rangers are battling for the top spot in the East with Boston, but Islanders just trying to get in. They've got to win that game in regulation tonight.
The Ranger game, the loss the other night, was that because of fatigue? It finally hit them?
Felt like in the second period, especially with that long change. They just didn't seem to have it. But they hung. They got a late goal to make it one. But Winnipeg's really, really good, and they came in with a chip on their shoulder because they hadn't really beaten anybody any good over the last couple of weeks either. So it was a really good team at the wrong time for the Rangers, and it's a tough week because then you get the one day off, you got to be in Boston, team they've already beaten twice, and they're gonna have to try to sweep them in the season series, and then you come back national television, ABC on Saturday to take on Florida. So it's a really big boy week for the Rangers, but not getting any time off. All those games last week, only one day off between games this week. So it'll be an interesting game tonight, man. Boston's really good. Rangers have been terrific on the road. So the Knicks trying to, man, if they could win in Denver, my God, they should have a parade. A 4-0 road trip and beat Denver a fourth straight time. So
Smacked Denver around at the Garden.
And that's why I don't really give them much of a chance tonight, especially with OG out, but God, that's one heck of a trip. Big games in hockey, college basketball tournament going on, baseball's less than a week away. Actually, a week away, right?
Yeah, this time Thursday.
It's Yankees all coming together.
Be in the probably first inning.
Can you wait, Don? You're thrilled, aren't you?
Yay!
Yes. I mean, I don't get excited about spring training. But the real thing counts. It counts. You know what's great about baseball, honestly, is that it's like welcoming an old friend that's going to stay for a while.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, because think about it. Like in all the other sports, it's like you get a friend that visits, but they're going to be, going to D.C. to check out the monuments. They're going to be going, popping around. They stay for dinner like once every few days, and then they disappear. You don't see them sometimes for days at a time. In football, they come by once a week. But baseball, your uncle's coming in, they're hanging. They might take a day off or two here and there, but from now until October, they're in your business.
Now, speaking of baseball, yesterday, over 1,000 feet of home runs by Giancarlo Stanton, and 8 runs batted in. Three okay. home runs for Stanton.
Saved it.
Yeah, you want to save it for Houston, right?
Right.
So that's good, but you know, he said it the right thing. He said it's spring training. It all gets washed away next week, so let's see. Nestor Cortez pitching today, his final tune-up before the opener against the Astros. Yankees still absorbing the loss of Cole. And, you know, Buster only said something very interesting today. I want you to listen to this because I'm not quite sure I understand what he's saying.
I don't like this.
You don't like it?
No, you'll hear it. Listen.
All right, I'm listening.
You know, I've asked folks with other teams who don't have access to Gerrit Cole's medical information, but they've seen this play out and they know about, you know, how about treatments and how players are dealt with and the language of these situations. And every person I've asked said, oh, he's headed to Tommy John surgery. Like there's no doubt in their mind. They haven't looked at a medical report, but they know the trajectory of pitchers with these situations. So boy, that it as you say, that would be absolutely devastating.
Here's what I don't get.
Mm.
Every pitch Ohtani threw, we wondered if it was his last pitch because he had a partial tear of the UCL.
Tanaka.
Who did I say?
I thought you said Ohtani.
Tanaka. Thank you. Ohtani's on my mind. It never tore. But now he wasn't the same pitcher. He threw much harder in Japan. Now, every single report about Cole said there is no damage to the ligament whatsoever. Why are we just so certain he's going to get I mean, you could say, well, every pitcher at one point is going to get Tommy John surgery. But from this injury, why do they think that?
I didn't dig the tone from Buster. Like, I'm not criticizing the reporting. I'm sure he was told that. But the urgency in Buster's voice, I think, is somewhat misplaced because I have no doubt at some point Cole may need Tommy John. It might be 8 years from now. He might decide, you know, I want to extend my career and have Tommy John. Tanaka's the same thing. I remember doing shows with Mike Lupica. He'd have like this great analogy. He'd love to throw out talking about Tanaka. He'd tear a little piece of paper. And then he'd say, you telling me that this paper isn't going to tear more? He says, of course that's going to tear. Of course he's going to have Tommy John. And he never did. Or if he did, Michael, it wasn't with the Yankees. I mean, I don't know if did he ever eventually have Tommy John, Tanaka? I don't know, but it certainly wasn't in the time frame that the Yankees cared about it. So what if Cole does have Tommy John surgery 5 years from now? Well, it's going to hurt a lot less than if it's tomorrow or later this season or next year. So in what way do these guys say, yeah, he's headed for Tommy John? Okay, but when?
Yeah, but you know the thing that worries me, if he's indeed headed for Tommy John, why wouldn't he have had it already? Because if they're so sure he's going to get Tommy John surgery, why do you want him to miss next year, too?
Because you don't know. Right. But it could be like Tanaka, where it's like, oh, it's going to blow any moment. And the next thing you know, it's 3 years from now. Michael, if you know that this thing could actually, because you said there's no tear. So is it possible he can get through maybe the next couple of years without it? If you know you can get through the next 2 seasons, why would you have it now? How old is he? 34?
Yeah.
So have it when you're 36, 37 at the end of your career. Like right now, you're in the prime of your pitching. Don't do it now. Maybe you can get by the next couple of years. Now, the disaster would be if we find out a month from now he's going to need it. But to throw out, well, he's going to need Tommy John surgery, when's important? Because if it's going to be this year, then yeah, that's a story. But if it's going to be at some point, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years from now, well, then to me, it's not nearly as big a story.
I saw this thing on Twitter about a week ago. I said, this is a really interesting question for Don and Peter and our listeners. It's from a Yankee site called Bronx Talks.
Okay.
And it gives you 4 pills to take. Which pill would you take if you were a Yankee fan?
Oh, this is like a
Yankee
Woodchip
fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
A blue pill which says Soto is a Yankee for life.
Hmm.
A red pill.
That would be the blue one.
Erase one moment from Yankees history. Purple one, bring one member back from the core four and place them on the current team. And the black one, George Steinbrenner never died. Now, I'll give you my answer.
All right, go ahead.
I take the red pill. Erase one moment from Yankee history.
Because you're
taking away the loss to the Red Sox.
Right, you're a bright man.
Anybody else take any other pill?
No, unless they're stupid.
I would. What about an orange pill that says you people are losers for even coming up with it?
Well, no. No, stop it. Sorry. That's not nice. These are good people, as far as you know.
Sorry. I think it's now, Michael, they're going to be younger people who don't have an appreciation for 2004 the right way.
That's true.
It's built into their life. Like, it's just a thing that happened. But if you're a Yankee fan and you don't admit that that still haunts you, you're lying. You're lying. It's for as great as the glory of the Yankee organization has been, you could argue, Don, that 04 was so bad that it basically levels them with other teams. That's how bad it was. You could say that if you were a fan, Don, let's say you were 20 when that happened, and you got to experience what you experienced in the late 90s and early 2000s, that you kind of came completely crashing back down to earth after that gut punch.
Well, not only do you have this forever, Peter, you jump-started the Red Sox to four championships.
Yeah.
And now they're the Red Sox.
Well, now, they're back to being the Red Sox.
I think the fun question, I also think it's very easy, but the more fun question, since we all seem unanimous on that one, is what member of the core four would you bring back? For me, it's Mo.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've got a good closer who obviously doesn't compare with Mo. But a guy on the core four that I don't think is nearly as appreciated as he could have been, Posada is better than any catcher the Yankees
True.
Have.
True. But the thing that made the Yankees special, it wasn't Jeter. Jeter was very good, but there were other comparable shortstops. They had, for 15 years, the best closer. And maybe there were blips where guys were on his plane, but for 15 years in general, no one came close, and he made them different. Nobody else. They were playing by different rules. Everybody else in the postseason were playing 9-inning games. The Yankees were playing 7-inning games. Because once they got a lead through 7, you're going to Mo for 6 outs, baby, game is over. And no one was playing that kind of baseball. No one. So as good as Jeter, Posada was, and Pettit, all those guys, they're all great. Nobody's Mo. That's the guy I bring back.
1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Marquis in Union City. Marquis?
Yep.
Marquis, I'm sorry.
What's up, baby?
No, you're Marquis. Yeah, you're good, Mike. I just wanted to say thank you to you guys because, like, you get me through the work day. And, like, I can't remember exactly what you guys were saying one day, but it was a day where, Michael, you were threatening to quit. And Peter and Don were clearly trying to get under your skin, and they were jumping you. And the exchange was so funny that I almost crashed my work truck. Like, I drive to Westchester, like, I literally almost crashed my work truck. I was in tears so badly.
I guess, thank you. I'm sorry you almost crashed. I'm glad that you
enjoyed
yourself.
He didn't crash. He's fine. Don't you worry.
I didn't crash, but it was so funny because I'm like Michael knows. I'm like, is this showmanship or does Michael, is he really getting, like, I'm like, no, I think he's getting aggravated.
No, I get aggravated them a lot. You know, you definitely called it. They're annoying. They're thorns in my side, and sometimes they get to me.
I'll say you can be performative, but there are times I could tell where, when you're legitimately angry, it's 99% of the time it's non-performative. We've got you, or they got you. The they meaning like the callers or management.
Go to Fabian Mark in Staten Island, or Fabian and Mark, I'm not sure.
Yeah, are they together?
Hey, how you doing, Michael? It's Fabian and Mark. Mark's my 8-year-old son. His birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday,
we
Mark.
We love your show.
Thank you.
We love your show. We just wanted to say how much we enjoy it, and we really enjoy the jingle. Mark really, he really enjoys the jingle at the beginning of the show, so thank you.
I really love your show and your jingle.
No, wow, we found the person. Thank you, Mark.
And happy birthday. Belated. Yeah. Did you get
Thank
any good
you.
Gifts?
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Oh, thank that's you. It. Wow.
Good night. Good luck. Like,
wow.
Kept
nice.
It simple.
Was there a cop behind him? Or did he just feel like, because we would have had a nice little back and forth there.
Just wanted to say it. You know, just wanted to get that off his chest.
Don, you know what that's called? That's called the best kind of fan. They just want to say, hey, I enjoy what you do. I appreciate you. That's it. They don't need to, you know, chat about how's the back of your belly. They just want to show love and keep it moving. You know what I mean?
Dan in Somerset. Danny.
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing well. Regarding the red pill, blue pill Yankee conversation.
Yeah.
How about taking away that 2001 blown save against the Diamondbacks, and maybe 2004 doesn't happen. You never know how the chips fall after four in a row at that point, three in a row.
Well, I mean, but you could, you know, then take away Sandy Alomar's home run in 97, and maybe they win five World Series in a row. So.
See?
I don't think that 2001 had anything to do with the collapse in 2004 because they went to the World Series in 2003. I mean, listen, that was heartbreaking, that loss in the ninth inning of Game 7. I get it. But it was a brilliant series. It was played under tough circumstances where the country was. It was one of the greatest World Series ever played. And you roll with it. That's a loss. But you can't blow a 3-0 lead to the Red Sox. You can't.
And I know they've won after that, Michael, but a lot of teams have won. And a lot of teams have won more often than the Yankees have since their last championship or since the dynasty of the four championships in 5 years. You can make the case that blowing that 3-0 series lead, Michael, brought the Yankees back down to earth because they've kind of been like everybody else since then. They had the only thing that's, I guess, special that they're finished above 500 every year since then. But right, they've ceased to be extraordinary since then.
Well, it was the beginning of the end for Torrey. You know, he ended up getting fired after, you know, 08.
Right, but listen, I guess they've
07. I'm sorry.
They've since blowing that lead in 04, they went to the one World Series in 09 and won it. And you know, they've been a consistently very good team, but a lot of the greatness. Like I know Buster's book was what was the name of Buster's book again?
End of the Dynasty.
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah. Well, it was based on the 01, but really, I look at it as 04 because they were a playoff team in 02, went to the World Series in 03, and they were about to go to the World Series.
They went away from going to the World Series again.
Yeah. So to me, I think that felt like where the dynasty died, Michael.
So that's why
you got to take the red pill.
Jerry in Manhattan, Jerry.
Hi, returning to the drama with Ohtani, you might want to recall the Wayne Gretzky scandal from 18 years ago. He was a coach of some team called the Coyotes, I think.
Then Phoenix Coyotes, yes.
Yeah, and I think it was the FBI had been tapping the phone of an illegal bookie, and they had figured out that Gretzky had spent or had been involved in spending or covering $500,000 in gambling on football what they called a ring that involved his own assistant coach.
Rick Tocchet.
And a state. Yeah, that's right. Have you gone over this before and I missed it?
No, I mean, I just remember
just
it.
Knows it.
Yeah, I remember it.
The thing that he missed is that he blamed it all on his wife. Jennifer Jones, who had been a sort of a small-time actress and had given up her career to raise five children. I don't think she had a pile of money.
Here's what ended up happening, Jerry. And maybe the NHL did sweep it under the rug. I don't know.
She was not a small-time actress. She
was in one of the Police Academy movies. But the point is that through the investigation, from what I remember, is that she was the one placing the bets, and that Rick Tocchet was involved as well. Rick Tocchet eventually got suspended by the National Hockey League for his involvement, and their investigation showed that Wayne was not placing the bets. Now, was he? You know, is he responsible for what his wife was doing, what Rick Tocchet, his assistant coach, was doing? Now, Wayne was already retired at the time. He was a coach with the Coyotes. But from my recollection, the investigation showed that Wayne Gretzky didn't bet, but Rick Tocchet and his wife did. They weren't going to do anything about his wife. And Rick Tocchet was the one that I think, I don't remember how long he was suspended, but he eventually got suspended for that. And he was already done as well. And he's still coaching. He's coaching in Vancouver now. But I guess there is the tie, Michael. What if Wayne Gretzky was funding gambling for his wife? But there was no allegations that she stole from him. They investigated it. Now, do you think, Michael, it's possible that they swept it under the rug because it was Wayne Gretzky and he wasn't disciplined? I don't know that to be a fact, but it is kind of similar, I guess, the caller's trying to make. Was Wayne Gretzky the Ohtani in this situation? We're also not talking about nearly as much money, but I don't know if that really factors into it at all.
Now, Peter, this is an important time for our show every single year, and you're the ringleader of this, so it is time now for our first round of Drop Madness.
Well, Michael, it's a very exciting time, and I'd like to bring in Anthony here.
Why not? Anthony, you've done a fabulous job.
Before we tell everyone the matchups for today, the big 1-8s we're going to go over today.
116 and 8-9, but sure.
Exactly. Do me a favor, though. Tell the people, if you will, the new voting system that we have.
Yeah, so the voting system, just where you guys can find the drops, on the top of our Twitter page, you will see that our good friends over in the promotions department, shout out to Kevin and Abby and Jake for doing such a great job. They've created a website where all the drops will be housed. Now, you still are going to be able to vote. There are 8 tweets out right now on TMKS ESPN on Twitter. That is still your method of voting. All 8 matchups from all 4 regions, the 1v16 and the 8-9 will be on TMKS ESPN. They're there right now. You can go vote. Voting closes at 6:20, and we will reveal the winners every day like we always used to. But you can find all of those drops on a website that is now linked to the top of the TMKS ESPN Twitter page.
Wow.
Beautifully said. Thank you, Anthony.
So let's get into it. What are the games we have, Peter?
Well, let's get right into it. First of all, we start in the flub region, the 1 seed.
Johnny Damon was a mangy mess with the Red Sox.
Mangy?
A mangy, mangy, whatever it is.
That is the 1 seed taking on the troubling Don 16 seed.
BetMGM, baby.
That's going to be a blowout. Don, I think that's going to be a classic 1 versus 16.
Yeah, like that was good seeding. That's what that was.
Like you read about. The 8 seed in the flub region.
Let's hear from Griffin's favorite, Jimmy.
Who's Jiffin? Peanut butter guy.
Up against the Kay and Peter collab at the 9 seed.
If you lost Ira, it's like losing Cronkite.
Or Cronkite. I don't want to lose either of them.
No.
We go to the funny region, the 1 seed.
You soiled yourself. Chocolate soft serve in your pants.
That's the 1 seed taking on the 16.
Nobody coaches me up.
That's
fun
a good
matchup.
16.
It's a live 16, Michael. Yeah. I think one still rolls. Let's hear from the 8 seed.
Peter.
Up against the 9 seed.
Oh! Yeah!
Wow.
Well, Don Yellen does well. That's Don Yellen, isn't it?
Yeah, how could that be? Michael, that's a tough 9 seed. You know how they feel about Don Yellen.
They love Don.
The troubling region, the 1 seed.
Football Mondays on 98.7.
Box.
Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN.
Tool shed.
Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN are brought to you by Sloman's.
Who was he screaming tool shed about?
Well, I don't remember.
Remember either.
It might have been. Could have been
and
the same day.
And doing a read, too.
I know. Could it have been the same day as cut his fat ass?
Maybe.
I'd have to go back and look.
Up against the 16 seed.
I feel it for 1 point.
No, that's not feeling it.
That's feeling it. Feel this then, okay?
You hear what I'm saying?
You know what? Sick. That's a really live 16.
I agree. In the troubling region, the 8 seed.
I'm hearing you, but you're very low.
You're the low.
Oh no.
Man.
Something's going
man
on.
Shevitz. Man, oh man, Shevitz is great. Up against the 9 seed, a troubling Don Koff.
Getting outscored 98-7. Think about that's ridiculous. I'm coughing.
Is he all right, Peter?
10,
is he okay?
That might have been it.
That was a consumption period.
Yeah, that was a tough one. We go to the nether region, the killer 1 seed.
You know what?
Oh, big Griff. Up against a 16.
I mean, it hides wrinkles, your jowls, your double chin.
Jowls.
Now, yesterday, we discussed this, Michael, after you left. If Don doesn't commit the steppage there, I think the jowls call is way higher than 16.
Yeah, Don killed it.
Sorry. Okay, I wasn't going to say it like that. Let's go to the 8 seed, Richard.
Why don't we talk to Richard of Manhattan? How are you, sir?
Whoa. What was that?
Oh, man. Up against my favorite 9 seed.
Let's go to Bob in Warwick. Bob.
Oh, this will be good. Hey, Bob.
Stream of consciousness.
All right, there it is. Drop Madness. Head on over to our Twitter account right now, TMKS ESPN. Let the voting commence.
And let the votes just go crazy. Let's get 5,000-6,000 votes for each game. Let's just let people see. Let people know how much you love us.
And lift it up and show it to me.
And with the other way that we're voting, and I think a lot of people get influenced, oh, this one's up 90-10, let's not even bother voting. With the other aspect of it, I think you should still vote anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You never know.
Speaking of betting and voting, Peter, FanDuel?
Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm not.
You are truly, truly a professional, Michael. If nobody's told you that,
still looking for the read?
No, I got it. Say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tournament. It's underway right now, guys. Whether you're betting on a big upset or 4-1 seed, doesn't matter. It's time to go dancing on America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins, all right? You guys know I'm all about Vermont beating Duke this year. Now, how about this? You get $200 to use. Point spreads, money lines, whatever you want. You can even pick who's going to win the whole thing. Just visit FanDuel.com/Peter and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. 21 and over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is not withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, AJ Perez, senior reporter for Front Office Sports, said that the Arena Group, which lost the license to publish Sports Illustrated on Monday, just notified SI employees in an email obtained by Front Office Sports that Arena will stop publishing SI content immediately. Per a source, any Arena sports content outside the SI umbrella will now be published to athlonsports.com.
So it's now it's official?
But I don't think that ends it. It's just that Arena is not publishing SI. So they lost the license, so I guess somebody's still publishing it. While we're here, first day of the NCAA, I don't count the first four. Michigan State beat Mississippi State 69-51. Duquesne beat BYU, that's an 11, beating a 6, 71-67. It was Creighton, a third seed, beating Akron, a 14 seed, 77-60. Long Beach State with Dan Monson, the fired coach, ends up losing 85-65 to second seed at Arizona. And these games are going on right now. I don't know how far back I am. I've got this on the internet. North Carolina over Wagner, 80-56, about 4 minutes remaining. At halftime, Illinois 39, Morehead 38, close game, 3 versus 14. And with 7:25 left in the first, South Carolina leading Oregon 20-19. How about that?
It's always something. The first couple of days are the best. I don't care what anybody says.
Why would you care?
Yeah, it's over. It's over.
Peter's lost the love for this.
It's over.
And it hurts me.
It hurts me. It hurts me more. It hurts me more than it hurts you. And I've talked to a lot of other people. It's apparently it's not just me. Like I thought it was just a me getting older thing, but it's not. There's something else that has happened.
Well, what does your pulse say? And by pulse, I mean Ballard.
You know, Ballard hasn't... I haven't heard from Ballard, which to me is already telling. Now, knowing Ballard, he is watching and betting on games and you know on FanDuel, having fun and still enjoying it. But the fact that, like, we didn't talk about making plans this weekend, like, there's been nothing. Like, Anthony and Jacob are both much younger than me. Do you guys feel the same passion for it that you did 10 years ago?
It's fun to fill out a bracket. But that was kind of where it was for me. And then in college, just watching all day, like, switching through the televisions. But as much juice, no, I could see that it's kind of lost its luster a little bit.
Did you cut classes, Anthony, to watch these games?
Never.
Okay. I did. In a big way.
And also, full disclosure, you know, a lot of companies, you're not even allowed to fill out a bracket at work anymore, and that takes fun out of it.
A lot of things you can't do at work anymore. This portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of White Plains. Visit Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group. That's a name you've trusted since 1968. I trust them. Love those people.
Well, why would you not be allowed to fill out a bracket anymore?
It's gambling.
Yeah, but gambling is like legal everywhere. Why would it be a big deal then?
No, they just
tell us why. You made a big time statement. Back it up. What do you mean?
Yeah, why would you not be allowed to gamble to a pool?
I don't know.
They block it because it's distracting workers.
Yeah,
nothing to do with gambling. Just they block the websites.
Yeah,
I don't
think it has anything to do with gambling. It's just that they don't like the lack of productivity at work.
Oh well, that's not right.
Are we allowed to?
I'm sure.
I think we are.
I don't think so.
Productivity.
You're misinterpreting, Don. They say no more porn for you at work.
First of all, that's not where I consume porn.
And
there's always
you?
Been firewalls.
It's a great point.
It's, you know, you always got to be very, very careful. But
poor Don. For those that don't know, poor Don can't even turn on his computer at work. Forget about watching.
And
anything.
I won't. And they've been trying to help me, and they always think they have the answer, and then it doesn't work. So I've given up. They keep working on it. I've given up. I bring in my old computer. I'm done. But we haven't filled out brackets like for a decade here.
True. Absolutely.
So what's going on?
I don't know. I think that's just disinterest. Not that it's not allowed.
Oh, you know, Dave Rothenberg wouldn't start something. He's got the great combination.
Dave does have something.
He loves college basketball and is a degenerate gambler.
I don't think we were invited. I think Dave does have something, though.
Why would he not invite? Well, my money.
Wait. Are you saying there's a Dave pool and he didn't invite us?
I believe so, yes.
Really?
What do you mean you believe so? Either you
I was in it
don't.
Like 2 years ago.
And I've never been asked to be in this. Ever.
Ever.
Well, you know what?
Michael, were you asked?
Never.
Well, let's just realize he doesn't like us.
No, he wants the afternoon gig. That's what he wants.
But he doesn't want to pool with more
really
money in it?
Tell the truth.
I don't know Peter? If it's money, if it's more just to see who's doing
well,
better.
Dave claims he doesn't gamble anymore because he has an issue.
I think it's bragging rights more than anything else.
Why wouldn't you want bragging rights over everybody?
It's a good point.
I think there's a disconnect. I think he, like you two, are jealous. He's jealous of me and Rick.
Jealous of you? Yeah, but Rick's probably in it.
Right. But it's not Rick's pool.
Listen,
Dave had an actual pool at his house, I don't know if he does, and invited Rick over but didn't invite us, Rick couldn't say, hey, Mike, Don, and Peter, come jump in the pool. It's Dave's pool.
But wait a minute. You guys would want to fill out a bracket that didn't involve any money?
Yeah, bragging rights, sure. Yeah, I would.
Give me a break. I'm not doing that. Oh. Bragging rights for what? Dave wins. He follows college basketball. So even if I beat him in the pool, it would be a fluke, and I'd rather make money.
Okay, Ippy. Let's go to Bill in Montclair. Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
So first of all, first time, long time. And I'd like to just say that I agree with Don. His contention that Mariano Rivera was probably the ultimate key to the Yankees' success in those years, I totally agree with, because I've been a longtime Yankee watcher, and we never saw a relief pitcher, a closer, especially like Mariano Rivera. We had Sparky Lyle for a few years, and then all of a sudden he was just gone, and we've never seen anybody like Mariano Rivera.
Didn't you skip over Goose Gossage?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm upset with you.
I know. He's a big dude. I don't want him coming after me. But Goose didn't shut down opposing batters the way that Mariano would do. I mean, it was at the point where when I was watching a Yankee game, and when we got into the ninth inning, if we had a 2 or 3 run lead, you could almost fall asleep so that you can get a little bit more sleep so that you can get up a little bit earlier for work
Bill,
the next day.
Bill, I think that his greatness and his distinctive form of greatness where he didn't make you sweat, even the best closers make you sweat. He didn't. Right. If he didn't have it, it ended in a batter or two, and that was very rare. So if you had put Mariano on the Atlanta Braves during their run, they'd have 4 or 5 championships,
easily.
Not just the one.
Easily.
They wouldn't have lost the game where, you know, Wohlers gave up the home run to Leyritz. They wouldn't have lost that game.
Now, I know the Diamondbacks got him, and I know the Indians got him in 97, but for the most part, Michael, you knew that if the Yankees carried a lead in the postseason into the eighth inning, the game was pretty much over.
Absolutely.
And nobody else could say that unless they had a multiple run lead. But if it's 3-2, top 8, Mo's warming up in the bullpen, as a Yankee fan, you're like, we got this.
You know what else we got, Don?
What's that?
Mazda love.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Get more in a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. More selection, over 750 new vehicles available, and more savings on their entire Mazda lineup, like the new 2024 Mazda CX-30 2.5S all-wheel drive, lease for just $179 a month. At Ramsey Mazda, choose Ramsey Mazda on Route 17 North in Ramsey, New Jersey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN RM634194. MSRP 26,445. Ends 4/1/24. Discover BetMGM, the sports betting app New Yorkers turn to for nonstop buzzer-beating action all season long. Take the hard-hitting excitement of March matchups to the next level with a lion's share of promotions and betting options. Whether you're cheering courtside or on the comfort of your couch, BetMGM keeps the adrenaline pumping for every dunk, three-pointer, and buzzer-beater. Join the excitement now with BetMGM. Plus, every time you make a wager, you earn BetMGM reward points, which means you can turn the convenience of online betting into real-world rewards at one of MGM's signature resorts and more. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Download the BetMGM app today and enjoy March matchups like never before. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21-plus years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Kind of out there, John Heyman, in a column in the Post, said that the Yankees and Jordan Montgomery have reengaged. Now, I'm not quite sure the validity of that. You know, I'm a friend with John, respect John a lot. But let's just do some definition of re-engage.
Right.
Scott Boras calls up Brian Cashman. Brian, how you doing? Checking in. You want Montgomery? No, still not interested. Well, then you've re-engaged.
Right.
So John's not lying, but that could now they could actually be going back and forth. But Montgomery, in all likelihood, wants about $25 million a year. I'd say that's 50 or 52 with 110% tax. You think Jordan Montgomery's worth 52? Also, today's March 21st. So if you sign him tomorrow, when do you think you're really getting him into the rotation? End of April? Yeah, Best case, right? Well, a month later, if all goes right, you're getting Cole back. So then you're actually sitting down one of your starters that you like. You're sitting down Clark Schmidt. So if you've waited this long, that's the guy you're going after, Jordan Montgomery. Everybody said, well, it's going to be cheaper than Snell. Okay, so Snell got 30. If Montgomery wants 24, that's 48. And everybody keeps saying the Montgomery deal was a failed deal for the Yankees. Well, wait one minute. It turns out that Montgomery won a championship with the Rangers. Didn't do anything with the Cardinals that the Yankees didn't recreate themselves with the pitcher that replaced them. And the guy they got for him,
right,
Harrison Bader, if they don't get Harrison Bader, they don't get out of the first round of the playoffs that year. He had 5 home runs. So would they have gotten out of the first round of the playoffs with Jordan Montgomery? Listen, I like Jordan Montgomery, but let's not inflate exactly what he was with the Yanks.
But hear me out on this. I agree with you. But a lot of Yankee fans don't care. They beat the Indians. They don't care. Or the Guardians. So
they would have cared if they didn't beat the
Guardians. Yeah, but it's still, they look at that. They don't look at it any differently. I'm not saying you're wrong and that they're right. I'm getting into their minds. They're thinking, lose to the Guardians the first round, get swept by the Astros in the second round. What's the difference? We didn't win a championship. They didn't even go to the World Series. So, like, I don't think they look at that year more fondly because they got out of the first round. It was a pillow fight against the Guardians. They won the series, and then they got swept by the Astros. So I don't think it really did anything for the Yankees. So no Yankee fans looking at it. Well, the deal ended up being worth it. Harrison Bader hit 5 home runs in a series against the Guardians. They don't care. They just look at the fact that Montgomery ended up helping the Texas Rangers win a World Series. Now, he didn't win a World Series for the Cardinals, but he did win a World Series after that deal was done. So that's the way they're going to grade it.
But remember one thing. So the Rangers just signed. Who'd they sign? They signed Lorenzen for like $3 million. Montgomery wants to pitch for the Rangers. They're not re-signing him. Now you can say, well, they don't know what their television. Their owner, Ray Davies, is a billionaire. If he wanted to bring Jordan Montgomery back, he'd bring him back. Jordan Montgomery has not had a sniff from anybody. All of a sudden, the Yankees are interested. Okay, maybe tomorrow they announce it. I find it highly unlikely, and I keep hearing, I don't know why he would feel this way, he wants no part of coming back to the Yankees.
But what changed?
I don't know.
If we found out that Cole was out for the year, well, then that changed. But like you said, it would take him probably the length of time for Cole to come back for him to get ramped up, maybe a couple of weeks difference. So you're all of a sudden now interested in a guy because he can fill your rotation for maybe 2 or 3 weeks before Cole comes back when you had zero interest before.
Now, if you look at Luis Gil, who's coming back from Tommy John surgery, and they really like Luis Gil a lot. So Luis Gil would slot as maybe a 4, maybe a 5.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to make minimum wage. What's the difference between Luis Gil and Jordan Montgomery, who's going to cost the team over $50 million?
That's the difference right there.
And then Chase Hampton and Will Warren and Cody Poteet. I mean, they'll go through those guys before they get desperate and put $50 million on the line for Jordan Montgomery.
But you know what it is, Michael? It's all about the sexiness of a player and a name value. Like, we went through this with the Rangers. You even got caught up in it, too. Like, the Rangers didn't do anything because they got Wenberg and Roslovic, because those names don't pop. Those names aren't household names. But you know what? They fit in very well for the Rangers and have made the Rangers a better team. So you're throwing out guys that the Yankee fan doesn't feel sexy. All of a sudden, Jordan Montgomery's sexy. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean it's better. And if you're able to get these guys cheaper and they're comparable, that's just that's good baseball. So it may not be sexy, but it might be better.
But also one thing, Jordan, all due respect, is not sexy. Signing Blake Snell would have been sexy. He's a Cy Young Award winner.
But Jordan, I'm saying Jordan Montgomery's name compared to the guys you just threw out there is sexier. Because they had him, and he was just came off winning a World Series. They know. It's not even really sexy is the bad word. It's just they know him. Right, Peter? They know the name.
It's not sexy, because it's not sexy. A retread is not sexy, but it is something.
But compared to the names that are getting thrown out there. Like, you know, like with the Rangers, it wasn't like Henrique and Vetrano were sexy, but they were names that people knew, because Vetrano had been here before. Henrique played for the Devils, and Roslovic and Wenberg, who are they? Well, they're really good players that fit in what they were doing. So don't get caught up in the fans, Michael, because they're going to go with like knowledge of the player. You know what you're getting from Montgomery. You don't know what you're getting from these guys, but that knowing is going to cost you a lot of money, and well, I don't think he's worth it.
Here's the deal with Jordan. And again, I think he's a nice pitcher. The Yankees don't look at a guy like Jordan Montgomery the same way other teams will. They like swing and miss guys that throw hard. That's who they go after. That's who they like. Jordan Montgomery's not a swing and miss guy. He's not. If they were going to spend $51 or $52 million total on Jordan Montgomery, don't you think that it would have been worth it to spend $62 million on Blake Snell?
Right.
A Cy Young, a two-time Cy Young Award winner, and they didn't go there. So all of a sudden, they're gonna pivot to Jordan. Unless Jordan Montgomery's going to take $10 million. So John Heyman said a gap exists. You think so?
Yeah.
If he drops his price to $10 million, I think the Yankees will get involved, because then it's worth it. But if he wants $25 million, why would they spend $50 million on Jordan Montgomery? And again, I could like a complete idiot, and they can announce the signing in a minute. I have no idea. I didn't check with anybody with the Yankees. I'm just trying to play. You know, let's be rational. It's a new game show.
Love
on 98.7. How you doing, Peter?
It's not an exciting ball game. Game show. Let's be rational.
Right. Yeah,
not a sexy game, but a game nonetheless.
But if you were hosting, it would be.
Like, are you kidding me?
Like if C-SPAN was to have a game show.
Right.
Let's be rational. Yeah. Hey, experience the all-new Genesis of White Plains, where their guests are everything. Take advantage of incredible special lease and finance offers on their full Genesis lineup of sedans and SUVs in both gas and EV models. They also have a full selection of excellent pre-owned Genesis vehicles. Visit genesisofwhiteplains.com or their showroom, Genesis of White Plains, located in the heart of Westchester County at 300 Central Avenue, the newest member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. Well, spring into gear at Bay Ridge Honda, your go-to Honda dealer serving the five boroughs of New York. All March long, drive home one of over 350 new Hondas for $0 down. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. And as always, get an extra $1,500 for your trade-in. Stay tuned for the new Honda Prologue at Bay Ridge Honda in Brooklyn and online at BayRidgeHonda.com. $0 down payment and no payments for 90 days with approved credit for well-qualified buyers only. See dealer for details. Ends 3/31/24.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.